Greetings, sister. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I have a topic that Brother Jim suggested, and he told me to tell you the story, and it's going to be about being urgent about the things of God. So it was a couple or a few weeks ago. I don't know the timing on all this, but it was 2 or 3 weeks ago or so. We were at the gas station, and Brother Jim had gone inside to pay or something, and as he was walking out, there was another man that was walking out by him. We happened to notice this man's camper. It was an unusual camper. So Brother Jim stuck up the conversation with this man, and they were talking about it a little bit, and the man seemed like he was in a really big hurry. And I knew Brother Jim was, you know, going to give him a gospel card or try to anyway, but this man, he was like walking way far ahead, turning around, talking backwards to Brother Jim about it, and he jumped in his truck, and Brother Jim didn't get a chance to give him a gospel card. So anyway, about a week later or so, Brother Jim dropped me off at the store right next door to this gas station, and the same guy was there. And he came over to Brother Jim this time. He saw the signs on the van, and they started talking. I don't know the whole conversation, but I know it came around to something about eternal security. This man was getting really heated with Brother Jim about, you can't lose your salvation. Now, that's a lie. Those people who stand on eternal security, once saved, always saved, Calvinism, whatever it is, that's a lie, sisters. You can go do some research on that. We have Brother Jim's got teachings and stuff on that. But anyway, this man was getting really animated on about talking about it, when all of a sudden this woman come over, and she looked at the man and she said, you damaged my building. You're going to have to pay for that. And the man all of a sudden looked up at his camper. The top of his camper had some damage to it. We're assuming he was trying to pull underneath something. He said, well, you didn't say how high it was or whatever. He was talking to the woman, and he was kind of trying to talk to Brother Jim. She said, well, you're going to have to pay for that. He immediately got on the phone and said he's going to call somebody to talk about it, or call his lawyer or something. I wasn't there. I'm just relating this from what Brother Jim told me. But he was very urgent to get on the phone to talk to his lawyer when it came to issues like this and money. Brother Jim said, I know, I see you got a lot of things going on. I'll let you go. The guy had Brother Jim's card, and he goes, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you about this. Well, that was about a week ago or so, and there's been no phone call. So either the guy does not have an urgency about the things of God, or he lied. And either way, it's not good. But I just wanted to share that with you, because urgency in obedience to God's word is very important to us, you know, because we don't know how many days we're going to be having to serve the Lord. And the days that we do get, we're supposed to be redeeming the time, like we see in Ephesians 5:16. And if we have today, like Jesus says, we're supposed to worry about today, not tomorrow, because it hasn't even been given to us. We're supposed to do what we can in it. And I was going to read Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The sister, serve also means being obedient. It doesn't mean just loving and have faith. It's the whole culmination of it. And then 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So today we should have that urgency to be obedient in loving the Lord. And let's see, Job 14:15 shows that our days are numbered. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. So only God knows how many days we have, and we want to make sure that we're using each one of them in obedience and urgency to follow his commands. Let's see, so if we look at 2 Peter 3:14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Yeah, one thing that we notice is when people don't have an urgency, a diligence, a steadfastness, they sit stale for a while, and then they end up going back. The world just sweeps them right away, and I don't want that for anybody. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's what we want to be today. And then if we get tomorrow, we're going to be zealous of good works tomorrow, and then the next day, and we're going to keep enduring through each of these days, being zealous, steadfast, diligent, urgent. But we do all these things because we want to be found blameless and spotless before the Lord, and this is an honor and a glory to Him. And then I want to leave you with Psalm 119, 1 through 4. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. There's that word again. So, sisters, hopefully that's encouraged you. Let us all strive to be urgent and diligent and obedient and love the Lord by doing all these things every day, each day that the Lord has given to you. Well, I hope you have a joyous evening, and I'll be back again, Lord willing, tomorrow to share whatever it is that is put on my heart to share with you. Much love to you all, sisters. May God be praised.